closing in hour number three of the program. You can bring up anything. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. So lots to talk about. Your calls are the primary element if you make them. Otherwise, we talk about things that are interesting to us. Now, Mark, something you had wanted to discuss was a little industry chit-chat here, a little behind-the-scenes radio biz discussion.
And, well, it's about the economy at the same time.
Yeah.
Well, this is from Taylor on the Radio, which is an industry email that I get daily, and you get it too. You mm-hmm. actually turned me on to it. And it's a very good little bit that this guy does, and I don't know how he makes any money. He's got a couple of advertisers in here. He must just do it for the love of talking about radio business. But on the inauguration day, January the 20th, Clear Channel decided to use the cover of A Great Deal of News to do a bunch of layoffs. A whole bunch of layoffs.
I think it was 9% of all of their staff across their entire company. Clear Channel's a big company, in case you don't know. They're the largest holder of radio properties in this country. And they all, not only do radio, but they also have an outdoor advertising business.
They do concerts and promotions. Yeah. They do. They have some TV. They're very, very big.
Do they still do the TV thing? I thought they got rid of their TV.
I don't know. They certainly do. They do radio syndication also. Rush Limbaugh is theirs. Art Bell's Coast to Coast is theirs.
Yep, Glenn Beck.
Is Glenn Beck? Yeah, Glenn Beck is theirs.
Premier. Yeah. Yep.
So anyway, here's the headline on this about Clear Channel's firings. And the headline, I think, is just so ominous. They called out the names over the intercom, one by one. I'm told that
that's
was
tactless.
It's awful. I'm told that was the scene at Clear Channel's cluster in Greenville, Spartanburg, South Carolina. And truth to tell, local managers didn't have any good options, did they? But after they laid off staffers in many markets, they were commonly asked to leave the building immediately and to return this weekend to pick up their personal stuff.
Mm. Crude. That's strange that they'd come back on the weekend.
Let me go on with this. In at least one major market case, it was done more coldly. Fired staffers were told that their stuff would be shipped to them, and they needn't stop off to say goodbye to coworkers as they were escorted from the building.
I feel like that's pretty harsh.
Yeah.
However, I'm not the kind of person who's going to go and bust stuff up if I get fired, so I could understand why they did
one
that.
One thing, if somebody vandalizes right there on the property in front of everybody, mm-hmm. you can handle that pretty easily. What they're trying to avoid is on-air vandalism, as they would call it. You know, people getting
somebody
on
runs
saying,
into the studio, puts on a
talking,
mic.
Yeah. Talking on the studio, say, I got fired, it's terrible.
F this Clear Channel.
Or sabotaging a website or something like that. That's more what they're trying to go after. But their manner of doing it, a lot of these people were salespeople, which I think is the stupidest part of this. But anyway, let me go on.
Yeah.
Their questions weren't answered by the managers doing the layoffs, and the report I got was the people were treated like they were second-class citizens. And then there's the report out of Tucson. The management stationed a police officer outside the building to watch as people were shown out of the facility and into the parking lot.
Wow.
Crappy and tactless.
Yeah, a lot of these folks were long-timers, too.
Yep. And the thing is it's so silly and so self-serving what Clear Channel is doing. They're firing a whole bunch of the sort of newer salespeople. By newer, I mean not in the oldest 25%, essentially, mm-hmm. the 25% heaviest hitters. And that's really essentially the same thing. If you've been around for a while and you've got a certain level of acume, you're going to get you're gonna have all the big accounts. And then the other people are going to be scraping for the scraps under the table.
Yeah.
Well, what they're trying to do there by firing those people is they're now taking the accounts that those people had, and instead of paying, like a new business kind of commission, you get more generally in most companies, you get more money for bringing in new business, and then older money for taking in
for maintaining.
Yeah, maintaining an account that was given to you, and then something in the middle for maintaining an account that you developed, that kind of thing.
Yeah. That makes sense.
What they're doing is they're essentially taking they're intending to take these accounts, turn them into house accounts. Some house accounts they never have to have a salesperson deal with because the sales manager can do it and make all the commission. And then in some cases they'll turn them over to somebody else and then that person will make a lower commission because they're just doing a maintenance account that they've been given, a gift account.
I see. So hold on a second. So how many salespeople did they ask? You said it was higher than 9%.
I've heard, at least in some markets, 33 to 50%.
Okay. So by doing that, then they're freeing up all the clients that those salespeople had, turning them over as maintenance accounts to the other guys, immediately increasing
or turning them over to the sales manager, whom and increasing the bottom line even more.
So yeah, immediately increasing the amount of money that Clear Channel takes from those sales.
Immediately, yeah.
Wow.
And
okay.
The problem is this is
and
a
then
very
they can hire
short-sighted.
Some noobs.
They can, but it's a very short-sighted plan to just increase revenue over the quarter because salespeople need training. It's sink or swim out there, and a lot of people sink. The ones that manage
it's
to swim.
It's a job.
It is. You've done it, and I do it. It's not easy. And so the people that manage to do it reasonably well and stay on for a year or something like that, putting them on the street essentially puts a trained salesperson, even though they're not trained terribly well. Clear Channel supposedly trains better. They didn't train me, but they supposedly started Clear Channel University after I left. In my case, it was, you know, thrown to the wolves. But now you're turning over these trained salespeople to the Citadel, CBS.
To their competitors.
All every competitor in every market. It's crazy. All they're going to do is go across the street.
Yeah.
I would think that a non-compete would be invalid when you've been fired from a company. So it's not like the people are quitting to go across the street. Now they've been fired, so they're going to go across the street. Many of the companies are enterprising on this. It's just a very foolish, short-sighted thing for Clear Channel to do.
Mm. Well, that's what they're doing, and they're axing their staff, and what can you say to that?
The marketplace is going to decide. I'm just letting people know that, hey, everybody's always worried about Clear Channel being this big behemoth that cannot be fought, and sorry, they make mistakes too.
So is that how you're tying this into the national audience that we have here, like Clear Channel?
But people are concerned with Clear Channel. It's in the news on a relatively regular basis.
They're probably the most reported on radio company.
Fortune 500 company, yeah. So I think that it's relevant to people.
Well, by the way, Clear Channel's not all bad. I mean, they certainly get a lot of bad press.
I loved working at Clear Channel, man.
I had a positive experience there, and my understanding that a lot of these folks did get severance packages, and many of them said that they were reasonable. So, I mean, it wasn't as though it was a complete slaughterhouse as far as just letting people go and throwing them out into the street. They did have a little something, from what I understand, to take with them, which is nice. I mean, they don't have to do that. They don't have to offer people severance packages, and they did. So
I didn't know
about
any severage packages. Never saw that in any.
That was late in one of the later articles that came out. It was one of the better things that people had to say about it. So, I was fired from Clear Channel, and I got, I think it was like 4 weeks or something like that. I'd worked there for 6 years at that point. That's not bad for a part-timer. I wasn't really a full-time guy at that point. As I was saying, Clear Channel not always doing terrible, evil things. I mean, there are people out there that would have you believe Clear Channel is the most evil corporation. The fact is, they have our show on, I think, it's probably like six now, including the Manchester cluster, six radio stations. So Clear Channel's behind Free Talk Live, and actually a lot of it had to do with
Clear Channel's behind ratings, and Free Talk Live means ratings.
Well, right, that's true. In fact, that's what I wanted to go to next, was one of the guys that they gave the axe was the man who was responsible for bringing us on our biggest affiliate, WFLA, down in Tampa, Florida. Tampa's a huge market, and
FLA is a huge station in that market. You start out at number two with FLA.
Yeah,
you know?
They're the number two station out of all of the stations, and that's of 12 plus, the demographic of people that are over the age of 12. So that's a pretty big station. And Gabe Hobbs was the programmer down there. He was the senior vice president of news talk programming for Clear Channel and had worked there for like 20-something years, and they let him go. So, I mean, that's probably one of those moves where so-and-so's been there for so long, let's axe him and bring some young kid in and have him do the job for half the price. That's probably what that move was.
Could be, but you can't sink a guy like Gabe. I mean,
he's going to come back somewhere else. But what I wanted to say was, WFLA, we got the numbers in from the fall 2008 book. We increased their ratings by 400% in less than a year on WFLA. On Saturday nights.
Free Talk Live means ratings.
2 hours. They only took 2 hours of our Saturday show, and their ratings are up 400%. Pretty cool. And it's all thanks to you guys for helping us get on more stations through the AMP program. More coming up here. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Welcome to your Big Idea Minute with Donnie Deutsch, offering you tips and advice on how to make your entrepreneurial dreams come true from the aha moment to your first million. Here's your host, business mogul, and CNBC personality, Donnie Deutsch.
We live in a free market, and that's a great thing. But a lot of new businesses are paralyzed by their fear of the competition. They worry that someone else is going to muscle in on their territory, knock off their great product, and sell it for less. The best entrepreneurs are not obsessed with the competition. The best way to combat knockoffs is to stay ahead of them. Keep close to your customers and find out what they like and don't like about your products. Compete with your own products before the competition can. Spend your time and resources on your own innovation and development, not on the competition. And when you do think about the competition, use it as a guide that will push you further. Always focus on the us, not on the them. For the Big Idea Radio Minute, I'm Donnie Deutsch.
For a transcript of this show and others, please visit DonnieDeutsch.com. Donnie Deutsch has inspired millions of entrepreneurs to realize their biggest dreams. Now, in his book, The Big Idea, How to Make Your Entrepreneurial Dreams Come True from the Aha Moment to Your First Million, Deutsch draws not only on his own tremendous focus and expertise, but on that of dozens of the successful entrepreneurs whom he has interviewed. He's gathered all his knowledge together in this book to help you create your own enterprise. The Big Idea is your roadmap to the American dream. The Big Idea by Donnie Deutsch is available wherever books are sold.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
The United States is bankrupt and the bankers want you bankrupt also. How would you like to be debt-free in 90 days guaranteed? DebtCrisisSolutions.com has helped tens of thousands out of debt since 1993 and will free you from the debt trap. DebtCrisisSolutions.com legally guarantees to put an end to wage garnishment, bank levies, and liens, and you won't pay one dime to creditors. With Debt Crisis Solutions program, you'll also restore your credit history and be protected from legal action without making one more payment to creditors. DebtCrisisSolutions.com specializes in credit report restoration, preventing wage garnishment and bank levies, liens, and judgments. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Become debt-free in 90 days, guaranteed. Call Debt Crisis Solutions now for a free consultation at 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring us whatever you want via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And the features are free, including the bulletin board system with over 400,000 posts.
That's a lot to talk about there over at the BBS. Head over to bbs.freetalklive.com. Get interactive. That's bbs.freetalklive.com. I want to invite you to the upcoming New Hampshire Liberty Forum. It's happening March 5th through the 8th. So, wow, just over a month. I mean, really, the gap is closing here. We will be in the Nashua, New Hampshire Crown Plaza Hotel for that entire weekend. You and I, Mark, will be doing Free Talk Live on location. And we'll be interviewing all kinds of interesting people because the Liberty Forum is just packed with interesting individuals, all of whom are liberty-oriented, most of whom are either living in New Hampshire or are considering moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. It's the Free State Project that's putting on this or this particular event, and as you know, if you've listened to the show before, the Free State Project is a movement of thousands of liberty-loving people all moving to the same state, which happens to be New Hampshire. So this is a great opportunity to meet a lot of the people, a lot of the activists that we talk about on this show, a lot of the activists that you hear calling this show. Many of these folks are going to be in attendance at the Liberty Forum, as well as some big names like Glenn Jacobs. And I do mean big. He's more commonly known as WWE's Kane. Also other big names in the liberty movement like Will Buchanan from the Walk for Liberty, Anthony Gregory from LouRockwell.com, and Mark Stevens from Adventures in Legal Land. There's a full list of all of the speeches and the panel discussions and all the activities that are going to be going on. You can see that over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum. That, again, is freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Use Free Talk Live's discount code to save yourself 10%. And the code is 2009FTL. That's 2009FTL. And we'll see you at the 2009 Liberty Forum, freestateproject.org/libertyforum. As we continue with your phone calls about what you want, we'll talk to Ben across the pond in the UK. Ben, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ben.
I'm in the UK. Hi.
Yes, sir.
I was just wondering about freedom of speech. You know, you put up a website, and we'll say the web hoster gets complaints, maybe from politicians or God knows who, and then maybe a lawyer's letter, solicitor's letter, as we say here, and they get scared they're going to be sued, so they take you withdraw the hosting, and you're left with nothing, and you can't do anything. Do you know if I was looking around of any web hosting organizations that would you know, wouldn't buckle under to that type of frivolous complaint?
I don't know. I'm sure they are out there. There are certain countries, for instance, that are very good about web freedom. And I know that they were selling that platform out in the ocean for a little while. There's an old naval platform. I think it's somewhere outside of the UK there. I don't remember what it's called, but you may be more familiar with it than I am. But essentially it was up
for Sealand.
Sealand, that's what it is. They were selling Sealand for a while. And I don't know who ended up buying it. Maybe it's still up for sale. I'm not sure. I don't recall how that story ended up turning out. But I know that the Pirate Bay, for instance, was interested in buying it. It didn't pan out for them, but they were interested in purchasing it so they could run an uncensored web hosting operation out of Sealand. So there are such entities out there. I do not know of any to recommend to you. Perhaps some of our listeners are more technical-oriented listeners out there can make some suggestions, and they're certainly welcome to call in.
There are ways to put out articles on things and submit articles. Articlebase.com is run from Israel. You can submit, or people that have you know, are concerned about freedom and reporting things can actually write articles themselves and get them listed high on the directory engines quite easily. But that's just a suggestion I'm throwing out there for those that don't put up websites. And there are many people like that.
I'll give you the suggestion. What was the website again? Article Base?
Articlesbase.com. So articlesbase.
Great. All right. Well, thank you for the suggestion, and good luck finding that that web host that'll stand up to the state. I doubt there are very many of them, but I imagine there's somebody out there who will do it.
Well,
you
probably have that. I mean, nobody could complain to your web hoster unless you're web hosting it yourself, or your own site.
We are running a server. We have our own server in a rack somewhere, I think down in I don't know where our current host is located, but we have our own server somewhere in the United States. But that doesn't mean that the server company won't go in and shut down your server if the Feds show up. I think they absolutely would. I mean, most companies, corporations are are the government's lapdogs. They'll bow down and do whatever it is the men with the guns say, and I don't blame them for it. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Because these are people, as you touched on earlier, Mark, these are people who got into business to do business, not do activism.
Yeah.
They did not invest in the people that do professional web hosting and providing servers for people like us. They did not invest hundreds of thousands of dollars, or maybe even, I don't know how much these server rooms cost, but they did not invest hundreds of thousands of dollars in server, rack equipment, uninterruptible power supplies, multiple air conditioning units, battery, essentially redundancies, battery backups. They did not invest that money so they could just put it all on the line when the feds came to raid them and make demands of them. I'm sorry, but they didn't. I wish there were more people out there that would run their businesses with that expectation, with the expectation of, well, if the feds come, we're going to stand up against them. Those businessmen just, they don't really exist.
Yeah, you've got to be making a lot of money to do it. You've got to be prepared to hold out.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got enough money, then it doesn't matter. I mean, if you are so wealthy to where you could just start a business and expect that it may get shut down at some point or expect to have some kind of encounter with the feds, I think that's great. I wish we had more people that were willing to do that, but they just aren't out there because they're in business to make money, they're in business to provide products and services to people, and they're not in business to stand up against the feds. If that changes, I think it'd be wonderful because I think that if businessmen would stand up against the state, then it could be very powerful. I mean, we saw the story of the guy that was paying his employees in gold or silver, one or the other. He was paying his employees with precious metals instead of dollars.
He was paying them that in U.S. currency that was precious metals. That's the trick.
I don't understand.
Well, he was paying, like, say it was a $20 gold piece.
Uh-huh.
So he was essentially paying them $20, so they were getting compensated as freelancers well below what the market value would be. But, in fact, they're getting gold in the form of a $20 piece. You know what I'm saying?
Oh. Ooh, I didn't really realize that detail.
Yeah, that it wasn't clear in the story that we read the first time, but it did become clear later.
Well, but still, even with that detail in mind, that's an unusual situation. It's an unusual circumstance, and he actually ended up getting away with it. That guy won his case against the IRS.
Because he was using U.S. currency.
Right, but it was very interesting, and they tried to get him, but he stood his ground, and he stood up for his employees' right to be paid in gold and silver, to be paid in something outside of the typical U.S. government fiat currency. So more power to him and the other employers like him out there. There aren't very many of them, and if you're one of the lucky folks that works for one of these guys, love to hear your story. Or if you're one of those business owners that is willing to stand up to the feds or has stood up to the feds. Now and then you'll hear the stories, like Quest, for instance, Quest Communications refused to turn over files to the feds when they were demanding them, when they refused to turn over people's phone records. That's awesome. I love stories like that. Whenever we come across them, we'll talk about them here, except we just don't come across them very often. More coming up. You take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Break the law and you're caught on film.
Practically impossible for police to spot plates that have been treated with a reflective spray.
The reflection blinded our camera.
We are under the microscope. Red light cameras and speed cameras are in place to make money, not for your safety. But you don't have to be defenseless against these unconstitutional devices. Have a fighting chance with SprayYourPlate.com's photo blocker. When properly applied, this revolutionary product has proven itself to be the most effective device available against traffic cameras. Invisible to the naked eye, your license plate, when flashed, will be overexposed and unreadable to the cameras. Save your money. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. And check out the newscast showing the photoblocker in action, proving that the Spray Your Plate's photoblocker works against traffic cameras. Go to SprayYourPlate.com or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray Your Plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Hi, this is Steve Schenck. eFoods does it again. The three-day responder provides one adult with 3 days' worth of healthy, delicious, easy-fix food. The price of the three-day responder is almost ridiculous at $21.95 for actually 12 meals plus snacks. When you taste the food in the three-day responder, you'll understand why families trust eFoods Direct to provide healthy, delicious food for every need. Whether you're hunting, playing, or responding to an emergency, the food in a three-day responder is easy to fix and ready to go. Food is an everyday need. The three-day responder is for the time when food should be the last thing you have to worry about. The three-day responder, $21.95. Sometimes the best things do come in the smallest packages. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Live, you can bring up anything if you dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are totally free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And from time to time, we do get the chance to get through some emails here on the show, but it's rare. So if you're sending an email hoping we're going to read it on the air, man, you better just keep your fingers crossed because we get a lot of emails and we just don't have time to get to very many of them. But the occasional one does get on. And Mark, you had one you wanted to highlight tonight.
Yeah, we had a call in, it wasn't too long ago, from Matt, and he said that he didn't like the way I said that the Federal Reserve is about as federal as the Federal Express.
I took his side. I said that he was absolutely right. As he pointed out, it was an insult to Federal Express.
Yeah, I think it's a little nitpicky. I think that the intent is to show that it is that... Well, it's not federal. Simply the fact that you put federal in your name doesn't make you a federal agency. Mm-hmm. However, it looks like Matt's done a great deal of research here, and I'd like to read an email from him.
Okay, sure.
I haven't checked any of this stuff. I don't know it to be true. I think it's very hard to find out information about the Federal Reserve. I've tried to find out things, and it looks like he knows he's done some research, and so take it for what you take it for. Dear Mark, we had a short conversation on Monday regarding your use of the phrase the Federal Reserve is as federal as Federal Express. I think you made some good points about the difference between the Fed and other government agencies, but not all of them are accurate. First, the fact that private profit exists within the Federal Reserve system is entirely true, but is not. But it is with every government agency, i.e. bureaucrats don't work for free, and you know as well as I do that plenty of bureaucrats are willing to slip up on the job given the right incentive sometimes, which people who want to be left alone are willing to provide. So he's talking about bribes. So there exists private property in all private profit in all bureaucracies. It's not institutionalized in the same way, though. My claim would be. However, I get the feeling that you're implying that extraordinary profits are derived from the Federal Reserve System by some cadre of mysterious elites who own the stocks, but this is simply untrue, which brings me to my second point. The stocks of the Federal Reserve are owned exclusively by member banks and at non-negotiable levels. Stocks have never been sold to any foreigner or to any individual of the American public or to any American company or organization which is not a bank.
So the major member banks of the Federal Reserve, the, was it 12 of them or something like
something
that?
Something like that. I think
it's Goldman Sachs and the other guys.
America, yeah.
They own the Federal Reserve. They own the stock.
They own the stock, and they own them at non-negotiable levels of some sort.
Okay. Furthermore, non-negotiable means what?
Well, they don't get to say, I'd like to have more shares of the Federal Reserve. They just get whatever amount they get by buying in.
That's it. Okay.
And he has more information on it here. Furthermore, the profits from stock holding are as small in size and actually function more similarly to a certificate of deposit than stock because of the value of the stock is fixed and cannot be increased or decreased in any way. Member banks, as mentioned earlier, have non-negotiable levels of stock holdings. At this time, it is 6% of the member bank's capital, which is required to be invested in the Federal Reserve. So they have to keep 6% of their capital. I don't know if that means entire everything or what, but let's see. That means that the banks get 6% of what they initially paid in, not 6% of the Fed's overall profits. The remaining profits of the Fed are all given to the Treasury. The Fed retains only so much as of its income as to pay for operating expenses and the dividends to its member banks. The rest goes right back to the Treasury. Because the Fed can't keep any of its profits, it tends to inflate its operating expenses by building veritable palaces for its offices.
Hmm.
Now, I don't know if you've ever seen a Federal Reserve branch building. I saw one of them. I protested at the Fed in Detroit as part of the national In the Fed rallies. But they look more like the estates of European nobility and royalty than nondescript office buildings. In actual fact, there's no obscene profit being made by private citizens through the Federal Reserve System. Rather, the large beneficiary is the government, which not only is able to use the Federal Reserve to impose inflationary taxes on the American people, but also receives the vast, vast majority of the profits from the system. So apparently the profits go back into the Treasury.
So the Federal Reserve doesn't make profit, but they do have a budget for themselves.
They make some, but not much.
They make enough. Okay, well, they cover their costs, and they have an incentive to increase their costs in order to make things cushy.
I think that he's basically making the contention that although they're not entirely a federal agency, they're darn close, and he might be right. So if you're keeping a tally here, the Federal Reserve is an organization created and sustained by legislative fiat, a government-granted monopoly, which has a board of governors appointed by the president. Its actions are subject to the scrutiny of Congress, to which, by law, it must report twice a year. It is given the power to regulate private banks. Most all of its profits are given to the Treasury, and the board of governors and all the people they employ are federal employees who are paid in accordance with federal pay scales and get federal retirement benefits. In what way is that not a federal agency?
Interesting.
Well, the fact that it isn't a federal agency, but it's really close from what he's saying.
So it's a private agency operated by the federal government, basically, or something.
Really,
like
really close.
Sort of like the post office.
I did my best to find some something analogous to the Federal Reserve that would make it quick and easy, plus comprehensible by the average person. The closest that I could find was public-private partnership.
What about the post office? Aren't they federal employees?
I don't know. I think that they would be getting retirement. At least some of their employees at some point or another were getting federal retirement. That's all I can tell you. Probably our listeners will be able to tell you that better than I.
Okay.
At least the people aren't given the impression that the Federal Reserve is disconnected from the government while still making your point that some private control is exerted over the system. The reason I bring all of this up is not because I want to have a gotcha moment. People make mistakes, and no one has time to research everything themselves, but rather because I think your show is so important in spreading the message of freedom and liberty. You're right, Matt. Millions of people are likely to be listening to your show, and many, no matter how often you remind them to check up on their stuff for themselves, are going to take you at your word when you say something. It's true, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's people like you, Matt, assuming you're right, and I'm going to assume that that's true. I mean, you wrote a really convincing email here. That's how we learn things when we don't know. It's hard to research all this stuff.
Most of what I know I learned from the callers on this show.
On Free Talk Live, we don't have it like other radio shows. You know, Bill O'Reilly, Glenn Beck, they've got a team of guys that research the stuff that they're going to talk about in a day. We don't come in here knowing what we're going to talk about.
Yeah, my day is spent doing other things.
We take calls from people, and we have to field those calls. So we have to have a wide range of knowledge. And the fact is, on everything, we only know enough to be able to talk on the air.
Right. I really appreciate great emails like this. I mean, even if they don't
I'm going to assume what he's saying all true. I mean, it just sounds it.
It sounds
researched.
Yeah.
It's footnoted. I mean, what do you want?
Well, I know that there's some of it that I know is true. I mean, I know the president appoints certain people there. So that's, I mean, it's definitely factual in many instances there.
Okay. So he goes on. Not to put anything on your shoulders here, but don't worry, man. It's so vain that it doesn't matter. But it makes accuracy paramount for you. Having catchy phrases is nice, but they can't be so simplified as to lose the truth value behind them. Otherwise, we should just sound like socialists who use phrases like help the poor, crush the evil corporations, and when their policies in reality result in the exact opposite outcomes. Thanks for all your hard work, Matt.
Great points.
Okay, so, you know, like, if I got to be wrong, that's what I am today.
Sure.
It's good email.
We've been wrong in the past, and we'll probably be wrong in the future.
We just all learning here.
Yeah, we're humans just like anybody else. Just because we have microphones in front of our faces doesn't make us more special or more knowledgeable than anybody else. In fact, the average talk show host, I would say, is probably not as knowledgeable as most people believe they are.
Well, it's like I said, they have a team of people, and they know what they're going to talk about. They know what they're going to talk about. They know they know who they're taking the calls from,
and they stay on topic for an entire hour in a lot of cases.
They're not going to take a call from you if you're sounding like you're smarter than them, make them look like a fool. Any
no
of that
doubt,
stuff, not going to happen.
No doubt. In fact, isn't that against the talk radio rules? Like, don't let yourself be upstaged or whatever by the callers?
That's what we were told.
Right. They basically have these rules they give you when you become a talk radio host. That essentially says that, you know, you are your God when you're on the radio, and you can never be wrong, and when someone is challenging you, you can't admit that you're wrong. There's so many different, it's just silly nonsense that has nothing to do with reality. So we try to be real on this show, and I really appreciate emails like that from knowledgeable people who have something to share. However, if you want to get your information on the air with us, the best way to do it is to pick up the phone and call us. If you hear us being wrong about something, it's nice to send an email to correct us, but it's very rare that we get to read those corrective emails on the air. So pick up the phone and do it on air. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Are you tired of paying $100 an hour for computer support just for the problem to return? Hi, I'm Luke Ford, founder and CEO of My Computer Works. Whenever you have a major computer catastrophe or a simple question, give my U.S.-based computer technicians a call, and they'll remotely connect your computer and fix the problem for you. It's safe, secure, and you won't have to let a stranger into your home. Call now to receive 1 month of service free with a membership. Now let's hear from some of our satisfied customers.
They cleaned up the computer and I sat there and watched everything going on. I was just having a ball.
So the convenience of having My Computer Works connect to my computer right then, fix it for me immediately, is priceless.
I was having a lot of major problems with my computer, and they basically evaluated the computer and went through and eliminated the problems I was having.
Call now to solve all of your computer problems. 888-629-9903. 888-629-9903. That's 888-629-9903.
My Computer Works. Does yours?
Every 23 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Rapes, robberies, carjackings, assaults. You can find statistics all day long and tell yourself it probably won't happen to you. But those statistics won't mean anything if you become a victim. It's been said the best offense is a good defense. Prepare yourself by visiting www.aaa-safetyfirst.com. Check out the huge selection of pepper sprays, stun guns, self-defense DVDs, personal alarms, home protection supplies, and hidden cameras. If there's a woman in your life, there's a self-defense product right for her. Don't be a victim. Visit www.aaa-safetyfirst.com and use coupon code GCN to receive a huge 10% discount off your order. That's www.aaa-safetyfirst.com or call 719-289-0440. 719-289-0440 today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen. And so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Stop wasting your time struggling with everything you're trying to learn. Learning should be a pleasure, not torture. The School of Phenomenal Memory gives you the training and tools you need to memorize any type of information quickly and efficiently. Just as you need to exercise to get your body into shape, you need to exercise mentally to improve your memory. The School of Phenomenal Memory will act as your personal trainer, guiding you through a series of 60 lessons. Once completed, you will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, guaranteed. Our course is not based on classic mnemonic techniques or other tricks that you simply can't apply in real life. Instead, the School of Phenomenal Memory uses the latest breakthrough and scientific understanding of how memory works, applying techniques based on natural mechanisms of your brain and memory. Start exercising your brain today at pmemory.net and receive Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory, the amazing ebook, absolutely free. Visit pmemory.net. The time is now. Learn how to memorize entire books today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Just enough time for your call. If you make it now, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
The number again is 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support the show, you can learn how to promote Free Talk Live. Go to promote.freetalklive.com. You get a whole list of different things you can do. Most of them are completely free. Some very low cost. Head over to promote.freetalklive.com and help us get this show into more ears. That's promote.freetalklive.com. Coming up, outlawing profanity. But first, breaking news of last night. I was going to do this last night, but we didn't get to it. From Steve Cubby. Out in California, where the Drug Enforcement Administration has raided another medical marijuana dispensary as of yesterday in South Lake Tahoe, California, in the first days of the new Obama administration, even though President Barack Obama had made repeated promises during his election campaign to end federal raids in medical marijuana states. A California cannabis dispensary complying with state law was robbed at gunpoint by DEA officers. Medical marijuana and an unknown amount of cash was seized during the raid from Holistic Solutions, but no arrests were made. And this, by the way, is typical. I'd like to point out that this is what has been going on for a while now in California, where these DEA thugs, and there is no other word for these people, these DEA thugs, well, maybe gangsters, they go into these places with their guns drawn and they hold up peaceful marijuana smokers and these marijuana vendors, steal their pot, steal their cash, and will not make a single arrest. Because if they arrest anyone, then these arrests can be challenged in court. And they don't want that possibility.
So they're just robbing them. I mean, if you're using your police powers to arrest, it's just robbery.
Yep. In fact, these have been going on for quite a while now. In fact, over 100 raids like this have happened in the last 2 years in California alone. While the greatest federal enforcement has occurred in California, the DEA has been active in other states as well. Federal agents raided the Washington state offices of a medical marijuana advocacy group that was supplying starter plants to hundreds of authorized patients. In Oregon, a federal grand jury was used by the DEA to obtain the medical records of several patients, an effort that was later rejected by a federal court. And the DEA also went as far as to threaten New Mexico officials for planning to implement that state's medical marijuana distribution program. Senator Obama said in a 2007 statement, quote, "I would not have the Justice Department prosecuting and raiding medical marijuana users. It's not a good use of our resources," he continued. This statement was followed up by Obama and other public events in the run-up to the election. President Obama has just given more protection to terrorists in Guantanamo Bay than sick and dying patients in California.
Nice.
Terrorists from 9/11 are now being entitled to fair trials, while federal marijuana defendants face show trials, in which they're denied their most basic rights or even the opportunity to make a legal defense. Either Obama keeps the promise he made to the voters of this country, or he'll quickly be exposed as a fraud, said Steve Covey, director of the American Medical Marijuana Association. We've had Steve on the show in the past. You can catch that interview over at guests.freetalklive.com if you missed it. And just another example of how these politicians say one thing and do another. Now,
and it's another example of how many marijuana smokers put their faith in Obama. To be a good choice to vote for, and voted for him based on that, and putting your faith in politicians.
Right.
Always seems to be just a bad choice.
Right. Now, I saw this article came in from Steve Covey last night during the show. And then today I saw the I think it was Marijuana Policy Project, MPP.
Mm-hmm.
They had sent out an email talking about this raid. However, they suggested that, well, the reason this happened was because Obama's brand new and he hasn't had a chance to change out the DEA yet. So all that's going on here is that they're holdovers from the Bush administration. That's what's happening. Just some guys who are still there from Bush, and we're trusting that Obama's going to set things right. He's going to go in there.
Trust it.
He's going to go
in
there
and
put in some new people in the DEA. So they were, asking people to write the White House and encourage them to do this sooner rather than later. But even if that's true, even if what they claim is true and that these are just some holdovers from the Bush administration and that Obama's going to change it, well, he hasn't changed it yet. And how damn hard is it? How hard is it for him? Obviously, he doesn't give a flip about marijuana smokers, because the number one question on the change.gov website was about marijuana legalization. He blew those people off and said Obama does not support legalization. So clearly he doesn't care. But these marijuana advocates or these activists are just plugging their ears and yelling la la la, just trying to ignore all of the tyrannical things this man clearly stands for. So we'll see what happens. I predict nothing significant will change at the federal level. If he actually stops the raids, that'll be great. I will be happy to announce that news on this program, but I don't expect to ever announce it.
We announce good news whenever we get it, when it comes from the government.
So I don't expect to have to announce that news, and I'm not going to keep my fingers crossed that anything is going to change, because even if these holdovers are the ones responsible for this in the DEA, even if they're still working for the DEA, Obama, all he has to do as the head of the executive branch, the DEA is part of the executive branch, he doesn't need Congress's approval for anything like this. He just all he would have to say would be, okay, you guys don't do this anymore.
Also, isn't it an arrestable offense? I mean, he is the chief of the executive branch who enforces the law. It would seem to me illegal to confiscate a business's stuff without arresting them. I mean, if he was the head of the executive branch and cared anything about the law, then you would think
it's legal. You can take people's money. If you're the government people, you can take money from others and product, and you can charge the money and the product.
Well,
you put criminal charges on a stack of cash, and then there's a court case where the U.S. government, a fictitious organization, goes up against a stack of cash, and essentially nobody can defend the stack of cash, so they take the cash and they put it into their coffers, and the court case is over, and they make it look like they're doing something important, and it's just crazy.
I don't know what nut allowed that to be the case.
It's crazy. Well, I mean, the American people allowed it to be the case by not standing up and doing something about the tyranny when it started. So now here we are today. Don't keep your fingers crossed over this one. All right, Mark, let's talk about outlawing profanity here in the remaining moments.
Well, there's a state senator that wishes to do just that. Apparently this gentleman's name is Robert Ford. This is coming from Coton2.com. State Senator Robert Ford is hoping to outlaw lewd language and is pushing for a bill that would prohibit profanity. Under the pre-filed bill, profanity could land you in jail for 5 years and or cost you $5,000 in fines.
Now, I have to say, Mark, I don't like talking about proposals on this show too often.
It just shows how crazy it is.
It just shows how crazy and power mad these people are, but a lot of these proposals end up getting shot down.
They do.
However, some of them that seem really absurd do end up coming through, like the saggy pants bans. I mean, those actually happened. Now, some of them have been overturned, but a lot of these crazy ideas do go through, and some people suffer as a result of them. Well, 5 years for saying the F word?
Well, it says under which words exactly are considered profane is still unclear, but the bill does have a list of qualifications profanity, including words or actions that are lewd, vulgar, indecent in nature, whatever that stuff means. Yeah. They spoke to Deborah Gummins of the Charleston School of Law about the freedom of speech. She reminds that the First Amendment is not absolute. Well, only because the government has infringed on it. It certainly sounded absolute when it said, Congress shall make no law.
I think this is an incredibly dangerous idea. I mean, the idea that they are going to define profanity not with specific terms,
yes,
but with the idea that it's, we consider it indecent. So there's a really entertaining television show called Battlestar Galactica on TV now.
Yeah.
And they replace the F-bomb. They replace words, specifically the F-bomb, with frack.
Yes,
frack is the new F-U, that term. So on the show, they use frack as though they were using the F-bomb. And they use it in they use it in exact mother fracker. I mean, they use it as an exact replacement for the F-bomb. So it's as effective as a curse word as the F-bomb, because everybody knows what they're saying. It's said with gusto. It's very dramatic.
It's liable to catch on.
Yeah, I like it. Frack you. That's what they say.
Well, go frack yourself then.
Yeah. They say those things in the show. So under this law, wouldn't they be able to say that, well, you're just replacing the F-bomb with frack, and we know what that really means, so that's illegal too. Flip you. That could be illegal. I mean, they could say whatever they want is illegal.
It's silly, and as I've said many, 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 many times, I would rather have a more tyrannical law that is enforced fairly and evenly, that's clear and not arbitrary, than one that's less so, that's vague and can't be enforced very easily. And this one's both.
Well, I'm sure if more comes out on this, we'll bring it to you. And otherwise, we'll bring you more fun tomorrow night. Hopefully, you'll bring fun to us by calling in and participating in the show. Bring up whatever you want. That is why we call the show Free Talk Live. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
See you for the live Saturday edition tomorrow. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Wondering about your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.